Hello.
Hi, this is Carolyn calling from the Oracle Help Desk.
Hey, Carolyn, it's Lauren Larson. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Did you hold forever?
Well, I did hold for a long time, but then I had it call back.
Okay. No, that's okay. I just got an email saying there was a call holding for 58 minutes. So,
Yep, that's me.
well, I'm so
I
sorry.
did. That's okay. I wanted to put in, I don't know if it's an incident or request, but Corey, so I do the IOOP upload, which for the bill backs. And right now the transaction type or one of the settings, let me look because I have it up. The transaction type is badge IOOP manual
Okay.
or invoice. It's invoice and then credit memo are both set up to, are configured to use the Fleet Cost Center 20003.
Okay.
And Corey and Dean have asked that as of January 1st, so not the next billing cycle, but the one after that, be updated from fleet to Red Deer inventory, which is 20101.
Okay.
So there are two transaction types that need to be adjusted.
Okay. So how is it that you navigate to them within the system, Lauren?
So it's under receivables. So if
Okay.
I were to create a transaction.
If I logged into your computer, can you just show me really quick and I can maybe, you know what I mean?
I'll show you what I have. Yep.
Hang on just one second and I'll get in there. Maybe.
Sure.
Okay.
This is what I've written up so far, but let me get into the system too.
So is it that account analysis report that you're accessing, or how do you get to it?
Okay. So, well, I was just reviewing the transaction, but it would be under receivables, billing. So it would be if I'm creating a manual AR invoice.
You create the transaction.
Well, you have to understand that when I do an IOOP up a bill back, it's an upload.
Okay.
Okay. And it overwrites, I think it over I up upload a transaction that overwrites it. So I think I will be able to overwrite, you know, if it doesn't get ha it doesn't happen right away, then I'll be able to override it. But there are two, but what happens is in the credit memo, we do a manual credit memo because I don't know how to upload credit memos, and they have to choose the corresponding credit memo to the IOP, which is defaulting to fleet. So I would do business unit would be Canada.
Okay.
And transaction source would be manual because it's my own choice. And then here, these are my two choices. So Badger, no, sorry. I don't do this very often because there's a separation of. So I would choose that, and then that makes it default to the credit, the fleet 2003.
Okay, let me.
I don't want to
I'm
put
taking a screen.
anything in there.
Don't do anything right now, just for a second. Let me take a screenshot.
So that's one.
And then what's the, you said it was two, can you tell me the Fleet one? Do you know off the top of your head?
Oh, the Fleet is 2001. I mean, sorry, 20003. Sorry, that's Fleet.
20003. And it needs to default to?
Red Deer Inventory, which is 20101.
So sorry. 20?
101.
101. Thank you. Okay, I have a screenshot of what it is that you're looking for.
Okay, let me show you. Let's do it for the credit memo too, because I was trying to figure out why I couldn't find it, but now I see. So here's my credit memo.
If I told you I took the call, then why are you calling me when I told you I took the call? So is it this one here, the transaction type that you have, Lauren?
This is the credit memo, which also defaults to Fleet and needs to default to Red Deer Inventory. So I was going to let you do that.
You also want it to go to Red Deer Inventory as of the first of the year, right?
Yes. So the first time I would need it would be the January 31st billing.
Oh, okay.
December 31st, which I'll do January 5th, right? I'll upload it 5th, will be still going to Fleet, but as of that, after that, we'll need it to switch.
Okay.
I didn't want to do it too soon, but I don't want to do it too late.
I got you. So I actually think I have what I need here. Let me just confirm the dates that you need, though. So you only run it? So you only run it once a month?
At the end. So I do it within the first 3 working days after the close of the month. It's updated. It's uploaded.
Okay, so you need this in place before January.
I need it in place. Yeah. Yeah. That would help.
January month end. How's that? We don't
Perfect.
Have to say a specific day, right? January.
Right. I need it after like the 15th, but before the end of the month.
Okay. Okay.
Great.
All right. Got it, Lauren. Sorry for your wait.
No, that's okay. No, you just multitask. Now, it might make sense as you're doing that, that we, I didn't do it through an email. I wanted to do it through a call, but we probably should circle back around and make sure that Corey and Dean are approving it.
Okay.
Right? That's where it's coming from. But I have verbal approval, but I just think that we should say Corey and Dean have initiated, Lauren registered the name.
Well, okay, so do you want me just to make them watchers on this ticket that I'm creating, and then that way they'll get the email notifications
I think so too, and just say, just confirm that you've approved it maybe. I don't know. I mean, I hate doing stuff on my own because.
right. And then, I'm sorry, Dean's last name is?
Hoffman.
Hoffman. Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me go ahead and get this ticket created, Lauren, and I'll get it in front of the managed service partners.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Thanks. Thanks
Bye.
Again.